clear that I was not to contact them again until I had come to my senses. So I had essentially burned that bridge. But anyway, I felt their eyes on me for at least a good 10 seconds when I almost felt them approach me. When they were in range, I saw them out of the corner of my eye, and they definitely had been heading my way. Moving my eyes back to the front, I took another sip of my whiskey, trying to look casual and not let on that I had been paying attention to their movements. "Hello there, beautiful," I heard from my right, and I turned in that direction. Sure enough, they had taken the two seats that were available at the bar, and of course, they had to be right next to me. "Hello, handsomes," I said with as nice a smile as I was able to manage. It seemed to have done the trick, since they had given wide smiles of their own. "I'm Terry," Bulky said from right next to me, and then motioned to his friend on his other side.
"And this is John."
Said friend gave a small wave in response. "I'm Chelsea," I said before taking another sip, waiting for them to make the next move.
"I hope you don't mind us taking these seats,"
John chimed in. "It's all right. I'm not waiting for anyone," I told them before taking another sip, and they both ordered whiskeys as well. They started talking to me again after they took their first sips.
"If you don't mind us asking, you don't seem to be too happy right now," Terry said when he had faced me again.
John followed suit. "I've had a hell of a day," I admitted, not knowing why I had decided to confide in them.
"You look like you need to get it off your chest," John said before he took a huge gulp, nearly finishing his glass.